Right, today is Vasudat Peches. Good Chodesh to everybody. We are on Pei Zayin Amud Beis, about 8 lines to the bottom, Ela Rabba Rav Yosef. So the Gemara is talking about, trying to explain what the machlokas is between Rabbanan and Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah, right? Where you sent the son to the Chenvani, and he gave you the shemen, and he gave you the gave him the change, and gave him the plate, and he lost the money, and he broke the plate, and he lost the shemen. So Rabbi Yehuda said that the chenvani is pater, and the Tanakhama, the Rabbanan, said that the chenvani is chayev. So what's the machlokas? So Ela Rabba Rav Yosef Amri Tavayu. What are we dealing with over here? We're dealing with the chenvani mocher tzluchus haskinan. Talking about here, we're a case where the chenvani himself, the storekeeper, is a guy who sells this pottery, I guess. And the father didn't send the tzluchus to the son with the son. Right now, until now, we're saying that the father sent money and the bowl to buy shemen to put into the bowl and to get change. Here we're saying no, that the chenvani is a seller of the tzluchus. So the tzluchus never went with the son. Rather, the father gave money to the kid to buy from the chenvani a tzluchus with shemen, to buy a bottle of oil. So there's a response to this out. So then the chenvani sells the tzluchus with the shemen to the son. Therefore, you can't say, the problem we had yesterday was it was aved midas. You can't say the baal was aved the tzluchus midas. He purposely lost it because he never sent the tzluchus with the son. It was only the tzluchus came to the son via the chenvani. So the machlokas is to the machlokas regarding the tzluchus, the same machlokas they had regarding the money and the oil. Meaning, but us Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, Rabban l'tamei, Rabbi Yehuda l'shtasa. He says that the father only sends the son. The father actually sends the son for the purpose of obtaining the oil. So if the father sends him for the purpose of obtaining the oil, then the chenvani had a right to give the tzluchus with the shemen to the kid, and therefore the chenvani is pater when the tzluchus breaks. But Rabbanu Tamaya, what was the Rabbanu? We said that they only said they sent that the father sends the son essentially just to tell the chenvani to send to the father oil via a responsible person. So the chenvani should not have given the full bottle of oil to the son, and if he does so, he's responsible because he didn't do what was appropriate. So basically, what we're talking about now is that the tzluchus was never brought by the son. There's no aveda midas. The tzluchus was given to the son by the chenvani. So the Gemara says, "Ihache ema seifa." If that's the case, the seifa doesn't make sense because the seifa said, of the Mishnah said that mode chachamim, that the chachamim agree. The Chachamim agree that the chenvani is pater. The chenvani is pater. Bizman shall tzlochis biyad atinok u'madal chenvani v'soch v'shachenvani pater. The Chachamim agree if the tzlochis is in the hands of the kid and the chenvani pours it into the tzlochis, that the chenvani is pater. Ba'amart la'oduye shadrei. We said the whole reason that Rabbanan say in the ratio that Rabbanan say that the chenvani is pater is because the father only sends the son to show the chenvani what to do with a responsible person. So what difference does it make? Why should the chenvani be pater if he took the tzlochus and put it in the hands of the tinok and then filled it? What would be the difference if the chenvani filled it in his own hands or filled it in the hands of the tinok? He shouldn't be giving the tinok to shemen anyway, according to this. According to this, we're saying the rabbanan are holding that the chenvani, that it's only laduyi shadrei. The kid was only sent to tell the chenvani to send back somebody responsible. So why should the chachamim agree that the chenvani is putter if the chenvani decides to pour the oil while the kid is holding the tzluchus? He should never have been pouring the oil to begin with. It goes against the wishes of the father. So Ella, Abaye bar Avin, Rav Chanina bar Avin, Damri Tavaya, they both say, Hacha b'mayaskinan. Again, so now we're going to go back on it. The father doesn't sell tzluchios. The chenvani doesn't sell tzluchios. But what are we dealing with over here? Kigon shenot l'lamodba. The chenvani, right, the father sends the tzluchios. Right? So the chenvani takes the tzlochis in order to measure the oil for the tinok. Now, so this isn't, and he's not, therefore he's not allowed to return it. Why? Let's just read the Gemara. Kigosh lot l'madoba, uchadraba, the amarabi, hikisha nischayeba. So what's going on here? So the case is, the chenvani takes the tzlochis in order to measure the oil and give it to the tinuk. Therefore, once the chenvani takes the tzlochios, he's now chayev b'shmira. Why? And since he's chayev b'shmira, you have to return the object. It becomes a lost object. And in order to return a lost object, you have to return it to a guarded area. Returning it to a kid is not considered returning a lost object. How is this a lost object? And so it's a lost object like Din of Rabba. The Rabba says it's Chishon is Chayev. But what's this? You have a Talmud Chacham or a Zakein who's not Chayev on the Shavuos of Eidah because it's beneath him. But what did this guy do? He actually hit the lost animal with a stick. Once he does this to the animal, now he's chayiv to return it. He can no longer just leave it there. So too here. What happened? The kid comes with the tzlochios, the kid comes with the plate or with the jug, and then the chenvani takes it. So when the kid comes with the jug, it's an aveda. It was an aveda midas because the father sent him with this jug. But since the storekeeper took it, now he's like that zucking. Before he didn't, but now he has an obligation to return it. So Gemara says, wait a second. Emor the Rabba. Rabba says his din, the balechayim the ankitinhu nigra bar yasa. Maybe Rabba only says his din by live animals, because when you hit the animal, you did damage to it, because now the animals will start running away. So you added a problem to this lost life object. But kihai gavna miyamar. But when the chenvani, right? In this case, where the chenvani didn't do any damage to with what he did, so he picked it up. Still the same. If I hit the animal starts running away. So now there's a sarar to say, even though you were putter before, now you're obligated because now you did something and you made more loss, so to speak. But the chenvani, what did he do to make it lost? Why should he be chayev now? Why should he be chayev? The whole reason why he's chayev is because he had to return it to a good place. Returning it to the kid is not returning it to a good place. Why should he have to return it at all? Was it Adam Midas? He touched it. Big deal. Robbers don't only apply to animals. It doesn't apply to metalkalim. So what's the case again? We have to figure out what's the machlokus with the tzlochios. So Amar Rava. Rava says Ani v'Arisha b'chura. I and the lion and the chabura targimin huva. We explain the Mishnah. And who's this lion? Umanu. Who's the Ari? That's Rav Zera. What do we say? Hach v'mayaskinon. What are we dealing with over here? Kigon shenitala lamud v'la'acherim. Ha. So what happened here? The father sends the kid with the money and with the jug. Okay? So that's a veda midas, right? No, but what happens? The chenvani takes it. We said the chenvani takes it, so what? He takes it to measure for other people. He takes it to use it. So now, what happens? Uvishol shalom midas kamifliki. He becomes a shol shalom midas now. He's borrowing it without permission. It's a shol shalom midas. What's the din of a shol shalom midas? Rav Yehuda says, Savar shol habe. He is a shoel. Right there, and Marslava Gazan Habe. So what happens here? I'm the chenvani. I take the thing from the kid. So now I become a shol shalom midas. What is my obligation? Is a shol shalom midas considered a shoel, or is a shol shalom midas considered a gazan? If a shol shalom midas is considered a shoel, then what? If a shol shalom midas is considered, should have sent out another email about the 6 o'clock start for Rosh Chodesh. If you lose, I guess the person who sent it out.
I don't know if 2 minutes later.
That's because he's sitting next to him. So if
the email
asked you
what?
I don't know. It did? Okay. Yeah, usually it says something with a reminder that I got the top line. I usually just click the X button. If the show is slow, so once again. So we're on the last answer, trying to figure out what the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is in the Mishnah. Why, whether or not the chenvani is chayiv when the kid breaks the tzlochia. So the last answer is Elam Rava and Nib Ariba Chamur Tagminu. So the chenvani grabs it to measure for Achayim. So if he is a shoel, then he has the same chiyuv of a shoel. And what's the chiyuv of a shoel? The shoel only has to return the object to the place where he took it from. He puts it down, that's it. It's returned. So this chenvani, once he gave it back to the kid, he's a shoel, he's done. He put it back where he found it. Right, because the dinim of a shoel is just to put it back where you find it. To place it back But a gazlan has a din of a heshiv, it's like Gzela Shergazel. you mamash have to return it to the bialim. So if he has a din gazlon, being a shohu shlo midas, then he doesn't pater himself, that's the word, he doesn't pater himself until he returns it to the bialim. By returning it to the kid, he didn't return it to the bialim. That's why the Rabbanan will say that he's chayev. But Yehuda says that he's pater. So how does that work at the end? So then, when the Chachamim are moda in the case where the Chedvani pours it directly while the kid is holding it, he never took it. He never borrowed it. So he's not a Sholo Shalom Midas. That works out. He's not a Sholo Shalom Midas, and therefore he would be Pater. So the Gemara asks, the Tosos asks, Mar Sabran Gazli had it, right? Gemara asks, there's a case in Agoz Lavas, the last part of Bava Kama, where your guy steals a sheep. The owner never knows about it. He returns it. The owner never knows about it. He's Pater. The Bialim didn't know about it. Why here do you have to return it? So he says, the re-answer is, Omari Shani Hasam Demachziru L'Makom HaMishtamer. Because you have to return it to a Makom that's actually guarded. It's a Makom HaMishtamer. Aval Hakam Abdu B'Yadayim Shem Mosli Yadatinak. But here, he's essentially not returning it at all because he's giving it to a Katan. He's irresponsible. And that's considered, that's considered an Aveda. It's an Aveda Midas for the father to send it with his kid. It's certainly not good enough to return it to the kid, except if you're a shoel, because you just have to put it back where you find. So the Chashuk Chemet asks the question. He says, "What about Bizman Hazeh? You send your little kid to the Macholet, right, with money, and on the way back he loses the change. Is the storekeeper and Macholet owner responsible for giving back the change to the kid?" So basically, he says based on the Gemara, it would seem yes. He passed like Rabbanan. It would seem yeah that he would be chayu. Right, and that's the pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch, right? If one gives mos to a katan and he loses it, you're posheya. So, but he brings down from a sefer Imri Yosher, I'm not sure who that is. He says no, a lot of this. We said before, a lot of this is totally in the minog. He says Bizmanenu, the minog, at least in Eretz Yisrael, the minog is to give the money to the kids. The kids go to the makolet, they buy the bag of milk, and then when they come, and if they lose, so therefore, and it says that to the minog, the makolet owner would not be chayav if the kid would lose the. We'd lose the change. But he says, however, the Makal owner should give it to the kid the change in an orderly fashion. He shouldn't just like throw it on the table or something like that, even if it's a girl, I guess. He shouldn't just throw it on the table. He should make sure you give it to the kid in his hand and give it in an orderly fashion so the kid can put it somewhere. Because if you do it not orderly, then maybe you'd say you'd be chayev if the kid loses the change. Okay. The Gufa, we said this yesterday. Amar Shmuel says, Hanotel kli min ha'uman livakro. Someone takes the kli from the craftsman in order to look at it. He's checking it out. The nenas biyado, right? And then he breaks in his hands. You break it, chayav, you pay for it. Okay, so Gemara says, Gemara gives a qualification, Mahani mili hu dekitse dami. That is only in a situation with a small thing that it has a set price, right? Bizman Hazeh, Chashuk Lishchemin also says, Bizman Hazeh, there's a sticker on everything. So everything is considered a set price. So if you, in the Mashal Shailos, you go into a store and you pick up the object to see whether it's worth it, and the only thing you're looking and thinking about is whether it's worth it or not, you may have been koneh it at the spot. If you break it, what the nachmin would be, if you break it, you chayev. If someone else grabs it from you, they can't, because you have a kenyan on it, they can't. It's technically yours, you just owe the money. Interesting. Shiloh. Okay. So, Bahani Milihu de Kisei Dami. This only applies if there's a set price. So what does that mean? The Rashbam says, who's the Rashbam? Yeah, Bahani Milihu de Dami of Ketsutsim, Kumagom Rechaim, Shal Pilpalim, Sharkneim Ketanim, Shadarkun La Olam, Latate, Pashut. These small little things, and therefore you chayav, because since the damim are, I think, since it's a set price, then you have smichus das to buy it the second you pick it up. But something that the damim not set, then even if you took it to check, you're not chayav. Ashbam points out something interesting. He says when this gemara is brought down in nedarim, it says that the reason why you're chayav in this case is not because of the katsi dami. It's because what does he say? He says. It's something that it's very desirable for the for the buyer to buy. There are people like people jump on this to buy it. So therefore, the mocher doesn't care. The buyer gets all the hanah because the mocher is going to sell this anyway. He doesn't care whether you buy or someone else buys it. But when you pick it up, you want to buy it because if you don't take it, someone else is going to take it. So since it's almost like a show off. Kol hanah shelo, and therefore he's chayav. It's interesting that there are two different reasons. So the Rishonim talk about how to use these how to put these two reasons into play. So Gemara now brings two cases. Okay, Hahu Gavra, there was this guy, the Al Levei Tabacha. He went to the butcher store, Agve Atma the Bisra, and he picked up a piece of meat to check whether it was fat, whether it was lean. He wanted to know whether he should buy it or not. Right, so Bahadi the Ka'agve, at the time when he picks it up, Asa Parasha Mamramine. It says here that a horse rider came and grabbed the meat away from this guy. So does this guy have to pay for the meat? Right? So Asa Lakami the Rav Yemar, the K.E. in front of Rav Yemar, Chayve Lishnume Dami. He was Mechayev, this guy, to pay the butcher for the meat. So Gemara says, Hanimi the Katsi Dami. That only would be the din if there was a set price for this piece of meat, right? Therefore, the second he picked it up, he did the Maisa Hagbah, he did a Maisa Kinyan over there, he had Maisa Kinyan, any of the Smichos Das, and therefore, the Hefset is his. And he would be chayav to pay. Next case. Hu Gavra the Aite Kari Lepumnara. You had this guy who brought his bluim, his gourd, he brought his vegetables to sell on the riverbank. That's what was market on the riverbank, and he came to sell his vegetables. So Asa Kuliyama, everyone came, Shakal Karakara, and they started taking from him these vegetables in order to buy them. And this guy lost track of who was taking them, so he doesn't know who to go get the money from. So he doesn't want this to happen. So what does he do? Amarlu, he screams out, Harehe Mukdash L'Shamayim. All these gourds, all these things that you take, they're hektish. Now everyone's going to bring them back to him. I don't know what he accomplishes. I don't know he doesn't. If the hektish is not chal, then he lost them because he can't find people to pay for it. If the hektish is chal, So all he did was make everybody else lose it. Well, he can't make money off it, right? Right. So if you, as long as no one else gains, it's fine. Yeah. Right. That's that story with the Maral Diskin, right?
Using Gnevel wasn't
the problem. But these guys had das to be koneh. They didn't have das to steal it. They picked it up, but the guy couldn't keep track of everybody.
But they knew that they picked up.
Okay, but in his mind, he didn't know who they were. So he wants. So he says, I can't have it. You can't have it, I guess. So he's going to be makdish it. So the question, though, is, was he really makdish it? Because if they're... Wait, upload it. If they're... what's the two studded? If they're koneh, if those guys are koneh, then you can't be makdish something that's not yours. So what's the din of these guys? We just said if you pick it up and it's a set price. So also the comment of Kahana, Amrlu, he said right away, Ainah the makdish darvashin yeshua. You can't be makdish this. It wasn't yours. Once they picked it up, Lebutko, I guess assuming it was a set price, then it belonged to them. And you can't be mafter something that's not yours. So the Gemara says, Vahani mil de katsu demayu. Now the din of Rav Kahana is only when there was a set price. Ava lo katsu demayu, but if there's no set price, then reshus mari kaimi, then it's still in the hand, it's still in the reshus, it still belongs to the seller, to the storekeeper, and v'shaparakish, and the hektesh is chal. So, first they ask, we say, Rashbam in Berususa says, don't we have a Gemara in Bava Kama that says, if you go zel a chafetz from your friend, shnehem ein yicholim lahakdisho, neither of them can be makdashim. Why? The gazan can't be makdashim because it's not shalo, and the owner can't be makdashim because it's not Berususo. So over here, the guys who took the gluim, it's not shalo. The other guy, it's not Berususo. So how does the hektesh chal? So he says, because over there is a difference, because there, as I said before, there they picked it up, in Bava Kama, they picked it up to seal it. Here, they picked it up to be koneh it. So if you're just picking it up to be koneh it, it never left the reshus of the owner. Still in his reshus. It may not be in his domain, but it never left his reshus, therefore he still would have the right, so long as it's not a set price, he would still have the right to be makdish it. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. So now you have a guy, we're saying a guy, Talmud Chacham, okay? The Amaratzim did not separate certain Shumas and Maisos, and the Chachamim, the did separate it. So you have this Chaver, Halokeach Yerek Minashuk. He's buying vegetables from the Shuk, right? If you buy these vegetables, you have to take Maiser, because again, the Amaratz is Chashu that he's not Maiser. U Beirer, and then, so the guy bought is going to buy these vegetables. Uberev heniach. So the guy starts looking at it, whatever. You know, you go to the food store, you check the vegetables, you check whether it's ripe, and he puts it down. Right, heniach. Afilu kol yom kul lo kana v'lo neschai b'maiser. So long, he doesn't make the kinyan. He didn't have gemiras das in his heart. He could be checking all day long. He wasn't koning everything, and if he's not koning anything, he wasn't chayav to take meiser off of this because he didn't buy it yet. He's only chayav to take the meiser off once it becomes his, right? But gomer belibul iknoso. If he finishes in his heart to be koning it, then kana ben ischayav b'meiser, and he be chayav b'meiser. So therefore, lach zero efshar. He can't be. So he now he has to. He's koning it. He has to pay for it, but he can't return it lach zero. Right, without taking meiser, efshar shekvanis chayiv meiser. It was already chayiv meiser, and a chaver can't sell something that doesn't have meiser taken off from it. They don't do that. You take off meiser, right? La asro, right, to take meiser and then return it. You can't return it efshar shekvar machisam bedamim, because now what you're giving him back is less than what you took. It doesn't look good. You bought 100 pounds and you're giving back 90 pounds. So he says, So what do you do? Haketzad. I guess if you don't want this. You were calling it, but you don't really want it. So what do you do? Haketza ma'asro. You take ma'aser, you give that to the levy. V'nosin lo, and you return the object to the ba'al bayis with the main ma'aser, with the amount. In other words, I took 100 pounds. I gave off my 90 pounds of ma'aser. The 90 pounds, ten pounds of ma'aser cost $10. I give him back the ninety pounds plus the $10. So the guy gets paid back in full. I don't know. I guess he has charata. He doesn't want to. To keep it, but he was ready to kone it because he had gemiras das. The Gemara says, "Wait a second. I think we can ask this question on the other din also." Mishum the government believe a liknos kind of chayiv meiser. Wait a second. Just because he had gemiras das, he's chayiv meiser. But who's the meiser kinyan? There are two parts of a kinyan, right? You have to have a gemiras das, and there has to be a meiser kinyan. So gemiras das is where do you have the meiser kinyan? Or according to the way, that's where I thought. But maybe the Meiser Kinyan said it was a Hagbah. What? He didn't take it home. He's picking it up, checking it down. So maybe the Meiser Kinyan is the Hagbah. But the way the Rashash explains the Rashbah, we're talking about it here, is that it was Dvarim Shebelev. He never explicated that he had the Gemiras Das. So it's Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev ain't a Dvarim. You have to say, I want to put Mikon in it. He never spoke. Rashash is saying he never spoke to the owner to. Right, that's why I'm saying I don't understand why this isn't a question. Before I don't understand why this isn't a question on the din of Shmuel about not of Kliman or Umar. Why are they only asking it over here by the case of the Chamer? Right, the Rashbam says in Divrei Masnu Atu, right? Where is that? Atu Mishum the Gemara Liv Lukos Bitmia Amai Ha'afilu Ikatsi Demein Yochol Lachzira and Ledrino Beliftar. Because of why? So Rashash says because there was no gemiras das because he didn't say it out loud. That's what the Rashash says. But I don't, like I say, I don't understand why this is only a question here, not a question of Din and Shmuel. I don't the same question at all. Guy picks up the cleave from the Uman to check it out, and it was Nenas. Where did he say that he was? Where was the gemiras das in his heart? Same question the Rashash has. Okay. So Amar Roshia says, what are we dealing with over here? Hacha b'yiri shemayim maskina. No, we deal with the yiri shemayim. Like who? Like the famous story. You go on Safra. The Kain Benashi Vidor Enes Bubaba. You know the story of Safra? He's davening Shema. He won't interrupt. The guy walks up to him and says, I want to buy this to you for $10. And Safra doesn't say anything. So the guy thinks that Safra is being a tough negotiator. He goes 20, 30, 40. In the middle of Shema, Safra has in mind, the first price was good. I would have sold it for the first price. So afterwards, he says, okay, I'll give you the $50. Safra says, no, I had Gemiras Das already to give you, because I'm a tzaddik, to give him the 10, to give it to him for 10. So to over here, we're talking about a tzaddik. And to Yerush Shemayim, and therefore, even though he doesn't have, he didn't say that he accepted it, it says if he accepted it, and therefore he would pay in as if he was koneh. But, so there's a Yerush Shemayim, this din, doesn't make sense to me, this din is a din de Rabbanan, by Yerush Shemayim. Yerush Shemayim should always do, so is he really koneh with the Raisa? If he's not koneh with the Raisa, then why is he chayim the Maisa yet? What is that? Okay, so it's a good ethical thing that when you keep in mind that someone gave you a price that you would have accepted, fine. Then you have to you do that, and then afterwards you make the kinyan. But does that mean till that point you have to keep your word, so to speak, or you keep your mind? But till that point where you cone it, I don't think so. So then why is it his to be chayiv meiser? It doesn't make a difference. So now he has charata and he doesn't want it, so he didn't buy it yet. I don't see what this does. What does this do to the Chiyah Meiser? You hear my question or not?
I don't know.
I guess, I mean, does a Gamar Belibo of a Tzaddik change the dinim of Kinyanim to make it that it's a real Kinyan? I don't know. Okay, next Mishnah, talk about weights and scales. Cleaning off the weights and the scales. Okay, so the Pasuk says, the Pasuk by Yikra Perakit Test, it says, Mosnei Tzedek, right? It's to be Mosnei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek, Eifat Tzedek, Vehin Tzedek, Yelachem. Right, so the Torah says you have to be very careful with the midos and the weights. See how important these are afterwards. Well, all right, Hasiton, this is a guy who sells, he's like a wholesaler. He sells things with the weights. So Mikaneach, he has to be clean the midosav. He has to clean off the weights, right? He has to clean off the kelim that hold the items. Echo Shloshim Yom. Once every 30 days, he has to clean it off because oftentimes what could happen is that stuff can stick to the sides of the kli and make it heavier. And then there'll be some tuning going on here. The Balabayas, Echo Shloshim Sarchodesh. The Balabayas who sells only has to clean it every 12 months. He says the other way around, because he says that if you sell all the time, you're constantly wiping it down, and if you sell all the time, it doesn't have time to settle, and you won't get the grime stuck on it. But Chenvani, what's a Chenvani? Chenvani, we said the other day, is very busy. He doesn't even have to have the last three drops stripped out of his item when he sells it, because it's very busy. So he has the stuff stuck inside. So the Chenvani, he has to clean out the weights, he has to clean everything out twice a week. Again, though, we will make on him that he doesn't have to have the last three drips drop out, and that's the reason why we're mocking on him now. So he's so busy, it's weird, he's so busy that he doesn't have to let the last three drop out, but now he has to spend the time twice a week to clean out the weights. Okay. No, Pamayim B'Shabbos is twice a week. No, it's a machlokas. Okay. The Memamcha Mishkalosov Pamachas B'Shabbos. The Chenvani has to clean the weights themselves once a week. Umekaneach moznayim, and the moznayim, I think, are the cups, the receptacles, the things can drip into it. He has to mekaneach the moznayim, a kol mishkol and mishkol. Every single time you weigh it, he has to clean it out. Okay? The Miri asks, what's the big deal if he doesn't clean off the mishkolosav? Right? So what happens if the residue's on it? If the residue's on it, and therefore what? The weights are. For who? The lokeach and no, the weights are heavier. Then in order, the weights are off kilter with the stuff on it. That means instead of weighing 1 pound, it's weighing a pound and an ounce. So to even out with the other side, the buyer is going to get more to get a pound and an ounce. So it's fixed to the kli, and he shortchanges himself by not cleaning it out. See, that's what the Miri says. What's the big deal? If I have a weight, you have to make them even, right? So the thing weighs a pound. So I get a pound of meat to even that pound. But if now this thing is a pound and it's a pound and an extra ounce on it, so I'm going to give the guy a pound of meat, a pound and an ounce.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what to make it even, you got to get more. So that the meat is. I don't know. I think the problem could be number one. You see, now the other, you're causing the other guy to steal from you. I think that's the easy answer. You can't do that. So the incentive is just okay. So, but Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, but Medrash Murim, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says this whole thing is talking about what? B'lach, only by liquidy things, where they can ooze and drip. Aval b'shyavesh, it's dry like a piece of meat, ain't no tzarach. You don't have to clean it all, because he holds it, it doesn't stick. I have to figure out what that machlokas is. Okay, next. B'chayiv l'achriel o'tefach. It's weird. You have to somehow move the scale, the weights in a way that they lean towards the buyer, one tefach. Therefore, the buyer gets this an extra amount. The buyer gets an extra amount, right? But if you didn't do that and you're selling it on even scale, the Moshe asks, wait a second. If you just say that you have to move it over to tilt it to the buyer's advantage, how do you have it even? More we'll talk about it. Hayoshokol ayin lo ayin ayin notein lo gerumim. You have after the weight, the owner, the seller has to give gerumim. Has to give a little tosefes, a little extra to the buyer. Right, what's gerumim? We'll just read in the mission now. Gerumim means ach echad lasar bilach, 1 in 10 for a lach. Sounds like 10%, which is a huge amount. And echad lasarim by liquid. The echad lasarim biyavish, and 1 to 20 when it comes to yavish. Mara's going to say in the end By Lach, it's 1%. It's 1 in 100. And by Yavish, it's Machlokas, whether it's 1 in 400 or 1 in 200. Right? So whether it's 0.5 or 0.05 or 0.005. Something like that. Okay. Then the Mishnah continues. Makam shenagu lamad v'daka lo yomad begasa. If the minhag of a place is to weigh things in small amounts, you can't weigh things in a big amount. Because then, what's the reason? If you're doing things in small amounts, so each time you have a small amount, the guy's supposed to get this extra amount. So he gets it every time you weigh it. If you weigh it all at once, you only get the extra amount once. Right? But it says the other way around also, begasa lo yomad v'daka. If the minhag is to do begasa, you don't do begasa, because the minhag only gives you the extra amount once, not to give you extra amount every time. Next case. Next. Limchok lo yigdos, ligdos lo yimchok. If the minhag of the place is to leave the pile without flattening it out, so you don't flatten it out. If the minhag is to flatten it out, don't leave it in a pile. If the minhag is not to flatten it out, then you shouldn't flatten it out. You just sell it the way what the minhag is. Again, minhag. Okay. So Gemara just said that we thought we have the Hadmi right now. The Gemara is that you're supposed to give this natia to the side, the weight a little closer to the edge, so the other guy has to get a little more. So we know Hanimili. Where do we learn this? So Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says the Amakra, the pasuk says in Devarim, Eben Shleima v'Tzedek Yeloch. Eben Tzedek Shleima Yeloch. Sadek Mishelcha v'Sein Lo. Take from yours. You have the scales. Take from yours and give to him. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if it's a dindo raisa, they have to tilt the scale in the favor of the buyer, Ihachi Amasif, and the safer makes no sense. Hayashokalo ayin ba'ayin, notli garumim, id hachra de oraisa, hezi yovle ayin ba'ayin. If this hachra is the oraisa, how do you sell it on an even basis? It's impossible. The halakha is you have to move it over. So how are you selling ayin ba'ayin? So the Gemara says, no, you're right. Ela reisha b'makam shenagu. The reisha is only talking about the case with a makam. If there's a minhag to tilt the scale, you have to make sure you tilt the scale. But ki itmar of Reish Lakish, and what's the limit of Reish Lakish? That's on the sefer itmar. That's on the sefer. The sefer means in a place where they don't have the minhag, where it's haya shokalo ayim ayin, then the din d'oraisa is nosin le'gurumim. You have to give them this little extra. Minahani mili amar Reish Lakish, the amar krav, but sedek mishalcha b'tein lo. Sedek mishalcha b'tein lo, give him this a little bit extra. Chasu Bechem has another good question. He goes, what happens in the case I'm a storekeeper? And I sell bagged items, 5 pounds of sugar, 2 kilos of sugar. Do I have to give you more? He says, you have to give you more, right? You have to give a little more. Selling something by the weight. So he says, no. He says, based on the lesson of the Rambam. The Rambam says, minayu shechayev hamokhe lehachriya lulokeyev ve'isha shokalo. Only at the time that you weigh it, do you have to give the extra. Here, you got the... I own the store. I'm selling you a pound of Domino. I'm selling you 5 pounds of Domino sugar. I don't have to. I'm not weighing it. I'm just selling you as is. So they ask, well, what about the manufacturer? The manufacturer is Jewish. Does he have to add? Does a 5 pound bag really have to be 5 pounds in an ounce when you give it? So he says no, because the only chiyuv is to give the extra to the end purchaser, to the buyer. The storekeeper is just the middleman, so to speak. I don't care whether it's 5 pounds or not 5 pounds in there. I'm just selling the full package. In that case, so he says it may not be. May not be the responsibility of the manufacturer to even put the extra piece in. Okay, 5 minutes. Whoa, 5 minutes again. Good Gemara coming up. Okay, so what's the Mishnah says the Kama Gerumim. What was how much is Gerumim? Amar Abba Bar Mamul Amar Rav Echad Meisar Belitzer Belach Masar Litzer. Basically, it's 1 in 100. We do the math. In the article, it's 1 in 100. So Gemara says, okay, so that was 1 in 100. So Echad Masar Belach the Echolas Esrim Miyavish. So what's the din of 1 in 200? So we buy a little. They had a suffix. Hey, Chama, what does it mean? Echad meisar b'lach le'asar b'lach. You add the 100th to the 200 to make it 1 in 400, right? Which echad meisar b'lach le'asar b'lach le'echad meisar b'yavish le'esrim b'yavish means 1 in 400. Oh, Dilma, echad meisar le'asar b'lach le'esrim b'yavish, which means 1 in 200. Teiku, whether or not when it comes to the lach, whether it's 1 in 200 or 1 in 400, you have to add on. Okay, here's famous Gemara. Rabbi Levi. Something I think that all the speeches that have been done recently, they should probably record this Gemara. Rabbi Levi, kasha onshem shel midos yoser me onshem shel arayas. It's a bigger punishment, which is not true because arayas you get whatever. It's worse. It's worse to cheat than to have to do it than to have be nifshal in arayas. Okay. So why? Because Shazeh, when it comes to the Isurei Arayis, the pasuk says Ki es kol teivos ha'el. It just says the word el. Bezeh, when it comes to cheating with the weight, it says ele, an extra hay. So umay mashma the high el kasha. Who how you know that when the word el is something hard? It's something. It's a difficult thing. Because it says in Yecheskel had a nevuah of what the Melech Abava would do when he came to Yerushalayim. One of the things he says is Eli Ha'aretz Lakach. He's going to take the strong people of the land. So El is strong. El is even stronger. El says by Midos, it's even stronger. So first the Gemara is a great Nitziv. It's in the Hemek Gavar and Dvarim and Yezayin, great Nitziv. What's the connection? What's the connection between Arayos? What's the connection here? So he says that why would the Midos be stronger? He says because they have the three cardinal sins. And they're all based on a certain characteristic that a person has, or a lack of a characteristic that a person has. And the worst one he says is the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah is a kofar by Hashem. So he says the one that's connected, what's connected to that? He said Gila Arayos is a taiva. You're over the taiva, and that's it. That's why, you know, sometimes Gila Arayos, you can have charata, you can do things. The Avodah Zarah is very hard to do tshuva. So he says, cheating is fear of is like a Avodah Zarah. Because you don't trust in a Kadosh Baruch Hu and he's giving you what you need. So by cheating, it's the same thing as a Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's worse than Arayos. It's just a very, very harif mitziv. So I gotta say, you know, it's clear. So the Gemara said that Ha'el is stronger than El. So the Gemara says, I got Arayos Nami Ksiv Ha'ela. By Arayos, it also says the words Eileh, because the pasuk says in Vayikra, Kikola Sher Yasa, Kikol Teivos HaEileh, V'Nichrasu HaNafashos. So therefore, it also says Eileh by Arayos. So he says, no, Ahu Lemute Midos Mikaris. That Eileh just comes to tell you that only Arayos have a Chiyuv Karis, but the Midos doesn't have a Chiyuv Karis. So I don't understand. Kosha Uncham, you say Kosha Uncham with the Midos, but Arayos has Karis, and Midos doesn't have Karis. I think it's maybe more of an internal thing, like the Nitziv said, because it's like a Avodah Zarah to be cheating. So the Gemara asks, that's the next case. The Gemara asks, Elamayo Dufayu. If we're saying that Arayos has a Chiyuv Karis and Midos don't have a Chiyuv Karis, so in what way is the Midos more kosher than Arayos? So the Gemara answers the hustle when it comes to Arayos. If you nitzav Arayos, after tshuva, you could do tshuva. All you have to do is have tshuva. But when it comes to the Midos, it's like the story of Chofetz Chaim, we threw the feathers. When you speak Lashon Hara, when you cheat with Midos, the only way to do tshuva is to return the item. You stole from thousands of people. You have no idea who you cheated from and who you have to give back to. It's very hard to do tshuva. I guess so, Rabbi Chanan asked, what do you mean? Why is that? It's not that it's hard. It's just, if you know, you return it. If you don't know, you do return it. Right, but it's a different. It's not a din. It's not a din in the Avera. It's just a Metzias, and it's much harder to do it. You still can do it. So he says, maybe it's the Rambam. It has to do with the difference between Avera that's been Adam Lamakom and Avera that's been Adam Chavero. The Avera been Adam Chavero means more Chomer. That goes into that whole medrash about Dor Mabel, Dor Aflaga. Okay, fine. We'll have to stop here. Have a good day. Have a good Chodesh. Thank you.